This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash. This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
All right, welcome everybody to Wrestle Talking the D with Martez and Dominic. First of all, sorry for the late start. I do apologize about that. We having some difficulties over here as always with the technical things and the airtime as well as me. I'm running behind. Dominic was ready to go, but I wasn't ready to go. But just want to thank everybody for listening right now. I always want to thank the man above for giving us the opportunity to talk about anything, let alone wrestling. Dominic, you with us, right? You with me, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Dominic. Yeah, hey, Doc.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I know, I can hear you real good, man. This dragon, man, you know, but I definitely want to talk about wrestling. That's what we agreed to tonight, to talk wrestling in these next 30 minutes, and then we're going to do another 30 minutes. So we're going to talk wrestling for the next few, 30 minutes, and then restart another show for you guys tonight. So, Dominic, I know we discussed what we wanted to talk about tonight. With all due respect, I would like for you to go first, and then I'll just add to it.
If that's okay. Okay. Well, all right. Throw me in the hot seat. First thing we're going to talk about is the return of CM Punk and what it means for the for his return. Is it just going to be broadcasting, or is he actually returning for in-ring competition? What is your take?
Right. You know what? First, like, honestly, like anytime we can get CM Punk, it's a good thing. Anytime CM Punk is back on our airwaves in some kind of way, as far as wrestling, whether it's doing this backstage show on FS1 or even possibly getting back into the ring in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, for years and years, I've been clamoring for CM Punk to come back. You know, I feel like wrestling hasn't been the same since he left, but that's just me. We heard rumblings for a few months now that he might be aligning back with the company in some way, shape, form, or fashion. You know, we also heard that he might sign with AEW. That obviously didn't occur.
Right.
And but for him to return last Tuesday night the way he did, I can honestly say I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised at the same time. If you can get with that. But for me, man, just to start this conversation off, I'm happy he's back. You know. And I said this on another show on these airwaves on somebody else's show that I'm not trying to toot my horn, but I predicted that he'll be back before the Royal Rumble. But I thought he was coming back because he might set up some kind of WrestleMania feud with Shane McMahon, because I think this thing has been, I think it's always have been a possibility ever since Shane McMahon won that best wrestler in the world trophy. And I still predict that he's going to take on Shane McMahon at WrestleMania or sometime before then. I don't think this is just him being a studio analyst. I think it will lead into him finally coming back to the wrestling ring.
Wrestling and ring. I agree with you to a default that I'm not too sure if it's going to be his feud with Shane McMahon, because what I'm hearing, Shane McMahon, yeah, is coming back, but I think he's going to be feuding with Hunter over this is rumor speculation. You know how good that he is. I quote, card subject to change, as they like to say.
Exactly.
I think, Shane's supposed to be feuding with Hunter over NXT, the rights and the control over that. But, I mean, that's a good look. I mean, no, I'm going to be honest, and I'm not downplaying what you said. I just CM Punk. Maybe, you know what, he may have a one-off match with, Shane, a short few, but I really see him kind of, them trying to throw a big name at him. For people who's really not familiar with other promotions or the past, CM Punk, I won't say his category of opponents. Like, I mean, what we know now as Seth Rollins, they may see a match, dream match, maybe a Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. Like, people like I said, Seth Rollins, maybe a Daniel Bryan, maybe an AJ Cole, AJ Styles, maybe an Adam Cole. These are guys he has performed with, torn down, venues with other promotions and kind of, dabble with WWE. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. And maybe possibility you hear Booker T. He's been known to say he don't mind doing a one-off. He was stone cold, sticking with FX and returning CM Punk, we're hearing speculations that Stone Cold at Fox Sports is demanding Vince to somehow get to get Steve Austin to join the broadcast of SmackDown due to low ratings to help boost up their chemistry. And,
wow.
Yeah, so. And I think that's probably was one of the opponents Stone Cold said if he do a one-off, he wouldn't mind working with. So it's up in the air. So,
I like what you had to say, man. The more I think about it, the Shane McMahon idea I still think would be a good idea, but I think he does need to face somebody with a little bit of more weight to it, if you will, like a Brock Lesnar. I would like to see him take on a Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, because I think that was his last opponent. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. His last opponent he ever faced before he left on this on Creative Difference.
Right.
Last I can remember.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to, try not to jump off topic. We're going to, I'm going to answer another part to topic number one. And then we're going to move on to topic number two. With return of CM Punk, you think the ratings are going to go off for both SmackDown and the FX one show backstage?
Yeah,
it's not going to have any.
I think having him on there, I think I think the ratings will go sky high. You know, I think that talk show, that analytical show, like, will have his highest views this Tuesday, because of the simple fact that people want CM Punk back. CM Punk he's box office. I used to use these terms last year. He's box office. He's must TV. He's must watch. Number one, he has that factor with you don't know what he's going to say. You don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. You know, he's controversial. He still has he's had issues with WWE in the past, because you don't know if he's going to really be in antagonistic against WWE and their performers, because we got to remember he's employed by Fox. And most people are not getting that. He's employed by Fox, but doing a WWE show, so he's not getting cash from WWE. So I think the ratings will go high, and I think he has to be the same CM Punk that delivered the pipe bomb, the same CM Punk that can trash talk, the same CM Punk that's authentic and keeps it 100. So yeah, to answer your question, it's I think the ratings will go. Go through the roof.
Okay, that's the final statement. So, okay, we're connecting right now. We're gonna keep on the hot topic. I'm gonna boost it up. I think we're gonna what we're gonna pretty much watch at 8 Raw. So, what is your Raw prediction so far? I'm looking for some of the topics tonight. Few things I'm looking at. Seth Rollins put his Survivor Series spot on the line against Andrade. Oh, excuse me. I can't butcher this name. There's one segment to look for. Becky Lynch and Charlotte set to team up on Raw. It's another team pick. Rey Mysterio will appear live 6 days before challenging Brock Lesnar. Universal title. And then we got Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins earning tag team title matches. So shoot away, money maker Marquez.
No, I don't know about that.
It's your wrestling name, man. Go with the flow.
Alright, gotcha.
We'll change it later.
You should say EBT Marquez. But anyway, I don't know if I'm looking forward to any of those matches or any of those segments for tonight. Just to be honest with you, man, what I am looking forward to is the final invasion or in final explosion with NXT or SmackDown. I want to know if they're going to do some type of all-out brawl tonight.
Showdown. Full brawl, showdown. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're only insulting us with this Seth Rollins putting his spot on the line with Andrade, because I don't know everything, but I think Seth Rollins is going to win this, you know. You could just say Seth Rollins versus Andrade. You don't have to put that stipulation out there, because I think we're educated to know that Seth Rollins is going to win his matchup. And as far as that tag team, yeah. Go ahead, D. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
As far as the tag team matchup between Charlotte, Becky, and Kabuki Warriors, I don't know what to say about that. I just don't know. I don't have any really real thoughts on that matchup.
I will touch on real quick on which WWE needs to keep, which we all talk about. You know, it's no brainer. They need to keep developing, and the agent producer still, it's not called agents no more. Producers need to work. I think they're catering too much to Charlotte Flair. Don't get me wrong, she's amazing. You know, she's must see. Becky Lynch, I mean. Is on record with me. I mean, I give her props, but I'm not the fan of Demon, that highly You know, I give it up to her. You know, she's tough as nails. But
I like that. I like the accent.
But yeah, that's we need a new female tag team. I mean, we got one that's being overlooked, and that's Fire and Desire. Put the title on them and see what they can do. Like I said, they want to cater it to Charlotte. Charlotte is in disarray because she's not in the spotlight. She's, you know, no disrespect. She wants to be in the spotlight. She wants to be the front runner, which she is. We know she is, her and Becky. But it's like, come on now. You know, this is the issue we're having with the men's, where we had to the point where, like, for instance, John Cena. You can't, every time you look around, when it's, you know, when we do get a new champion, you know, when it's a new when it's a new time for a worthy for our opponents, give one, we get a fresh new, you know, we get a fresh new person. Then by the next month, we see you know the same old somehow fatal five way, you know, match determining who's number contender, and so have to be last in the spot. You know, this person who already previously held them. And had a good title run, but they somehow back in it. I think that's what they're doing with Charlotte. And the females, for the female division, they got to slow down. And Becky, and I have said the same, Becky is kind of losing her mojo. You know, they want to keep up the title because it's a hot trending topic, once again, with the whole Becky two belts. So, you know, I mean, I was on the bandwagon for Natalya and Charlotte, you know, the second generation female wrestlers to team up.
Yeah.
You know, and finally put, you know, if they want to cater to Charlotte and then also cater to Natalya, which she had been out of distance and, you know, striving for title on her race, you know, put the belts on them. But this pairing of Charlotte and Becky, too soon. I'm not feeling it.
I was feeling more of the Natalya and Charlotte pairing because of that.
Charlotte, that's
one whole,
and they were, you know, like I said, second generation, you know, father-daughter, you know, and, you know, I just saw the gimmick, you know, I saw the gimmick and how the way they could have pushed it, but they went away from it. So, I mean, I'm...
Real quick.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, I wasn't. I was just saying they went away from it real quick. That's all I was saying. I was
real
on the train,
quick.
So.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, and that's my final word. Rey Mysterio. I've been a big supporter of Rey. You know, but I don't know. I think this is just something they're trying to do away because there's rumors on him. He's out the door. He's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're trying to just, you know, give him one last go around of the title shot.
Mm-hmm.
With Brock, you know, I didn't realize him and Brock were real close off camera. So, everyone, that's another, we scratch our head. Like, we don't want this matchup, but it's one of those, you know, behind the scenes things that we're, you know, that the wrestlers, you know, one of those, I want to work with you. I want to do a go around with you and see where it goes. You know, let us have our moment.
I can see that happening. But if they want to, and I'm going to try not to veer off topic, but if they want to do something unique, put the belt on Rey Mysterio Jr. I mean, put the belt on Rey Mysterio. I'm sorry. I think it's a possibility that he can win this match. I think it's building up for him to win this match. Not that he's going to keep that strap no longer than 30 days, but Brock Lesnar doesn't need that strap. He's at the point where he's in that category of the Undertaker, of the Fiend, even, heck, Mankind. He doesn't need the strap to be relevant, you know. Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. He's a brand on his own. So I think he can suffer a loss from Rey Mysterio. I think he can suffer an upset. And let's pay attention tonight. If Paul Heyman doesn't declare that this isn't a prediction but a spoiler, then if Paul Heyman doesn't declare that this is a spoiler, then we know Brock is losing the title. Because every time Paul Heyman says this is not a prediction but this is a spoiler, Brock Lesnar wins the match. But every time he doesn't say that, his opponent wins the matchup. So we have to pay close attention to that tonight to see what Heyman says. But my earlier predictions on that matchup is Rey Mysterio is going to win and probably lose it in 30 days. But my prediction, he's going to win tonight. So
you say he's going to win tonight?
I mean, not tonight. I'm sorry. He's going to win on Sunday at Survivor Series. But I expect him to get tonight.
You're going to have the Universe Nation go crazy, man. Oh,
exactly.
Booyaka.
Right. They already shook while here.
Pickle.
You some pickle fans. We got about 6 minutes to go in this particular show. We could do one more. We got to do another 30 minutes if you're still up for it. Because we're doing these shows in segments tonight, 30-minute increments tonight. But,
got another 6 minutes. Next topic, and it's still sticking with I jump into the next topic, but there's one more thing I didn't mention as far as the last topic. I mentioned that Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins won a title shot with the War. Is it the Raider Experience or the War Experience?
They didn't change them up so many times. It was the War Machine.
Raider Experience. Yeah, they changed the name to Raider.
It's actually the
Experience.
Viking Raiders.
Excuse me.
It's the Viking Raiders.
Viking Experience. Yeah, Raiders.
No. It was the War Machine, and then it was Viking Experience.
Yeah,
then they changed it to
Viking Experience. Mm-hmm. So,
it's Viking Raiders. I'm not trying to.
You name it two football teams.
No. Wait. Am I wrong on this?
Experience. Yes.
All right, man.
If anybody is listening, tune in and call in and tell Martinez, let us know if we're wrong or right. Who's wrong or right?
From the looks of it, like, I just Googled it. It said the Viking Raiders, and this is in their and their picture is right next to it. But it's all good.
Pickle.
Yeah, y'all call in and tell me if I'm wrong. Exactly.
Fickle Martinez.
Yeah, I guess I am fickle. I guess.
Real quick. I know we don't have that much time. For the whole tag team division, all together as a unity, Raw, SmackDown, NXT, man and female, is the tag team division down?
It's down. it's like they resuscitated for like a short period of time, and then it just go down. And I think it's because they don't keep the strap on a particular tag team for a long period of time. You know, I think that's a big problem.
Is it because,
you don't keep the strap.
Or is it because they're going away with I mean, it's like, or is it hard because, you know, it's like kind of a 2 or 3 part question. One, they're trying to go away with traditional tag team, you know, costume gimmick and champion persona. Two, once again, it's a lot of behind the scenes, or I want to, this is a good talent we have, and this is a good person who's good, right now as a jobber. Let's put them together and try to get each other over and get them, help them stay on TV and have airtime. You think it's a lot of that going on with the tag team? That, you know, you feel like Vince or Hunter? Go ahead, explain.
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I agree with some of that. You know, I just think you might disagree with me. I just think they really don't care about the tag team division. And it's been like that for quite some time now. It has been. I don't think this. It's been like that for a minute, a good solid 10 years.
I don't think necessarily they don't. Yeah, the tag team division kind of been on like the third on the back burner. But it is, like I said, it's just we talk about it, everybody gives their opinion. Yeah, they're showing like they don't care, but I just feel like those two topics. Things I name, that's what it is. It's like tag team divisions are lacking charisma. They're lacking, you know, they're trying, you know, they're trying with teams like, you know, the Heavy Machinery, the war, Viking, whatever, the Viking Experience, the AOP, which they're doing promos, or which they would come back. You know, they've been quiet. I like the Kabuki Warriors. I like Fire and Desire. You know,
we got about 90 seconds to go.
What's the tag team? New Day. I mean, you know, the Free Bird, and then the other team. Dawson and Dasher and Wilder.
Revival.
Thank you. I just throw a blank. To end the top before we go off. Once again, it's just I feel like it's up to the wrestlers.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, you know. You guys got to keep fighting. Keep trying to be creative. Keep trying to set the bar. No pun intended to Sheamus and Cesaro. But keep development working. You know, I feel like another one that could be a big sell, which, you know, they're back now. And once again, they're kind of quiet. It's the Tyler Breeze of Fandango. Why aren't they at NXT? Bring them back to main roster.
They're over.
It's just the fact that, you know, Tyler Breeze was one of those wrestlers once, you know, he found his niche with Fandango, and after Fandango injury, he kind of lost his momentum and his, you know, his hunger, which I understand he went back to NXT for solo and airtime and just to polish to, you know, keep relevant. But now he's back. He knows pretty much he's more of a tag team than a singles competitor, you know, bring these back, you know. You know, we can try, you know, and then these certain big-time wrestlers, I mean, tag team, why is we giving them squash matches? You know, Heavy Machinery, I want to see Heavy Machinery and War Raiders or Viking Experience, whatever their name is. I want to see the B team drop that gimmick and get nastier with, you know, something like the Revival. You know, New Day go against, you know, the Bobby Fischer and I forget what's his name of, you know, Undisputed Era. era.
Yeah.
You know, just since the Usos went down, it's just, I mean, that was the hardest sell a tag team. It's just, the total tag team division went down. And then when Bayley and Sasha lost their titles, the females was like, you know what? You know, it's like, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, it's not hot
right.
anymore.
It's not hot at all.
So you have to figure that out. So I'm going to turn it over to you. So that's my final statement.
All right. Hey, you killed it in this first half hour. We're going to shut this show down, and we're going to start another show, another 30-minute show, and that's going to be it for tonight. I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about Tessa Blanchard possibly becoming the Impact Wrestling men's champion, as well as Liv Morgan and a few other topics that we're going to divulge in. All right, this was Wrestle Talking to D, part one on a Monday night. Right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We'll talk to you guys in like three more minutes with part two.
Peace.